Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Tommy, do we have time here to talk to Liz?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So Liz here is really needs some help here because she is feeling like her husband has called a meeting this weekend and her gut is saying that he's going to ask for a divorce. And she's wondering, is there anything that you can do last minute when somebody's head and their heart is like, it's divorce time? Is there anything you can say in order to change their mind? Hey, Liz.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay. I'm sorry you're in this situation. So what is making you think like this is the weekend that he's going to say, hey, it's divorce time?
Well, to give you a little bit of a backstory, my husband and I have had a really rough year so far. You know, a lot of little fights and tension over small things that really shouldn't be an issue. We just like really stopped getting along, and it doesn't make sense to me because we've only been married for 3 years. I suggested counseling. He refused to do it. And then on Christmas, we went to be with his family in Ohio. And on Christmas Eve, we got into a huge fight. And it was over something really stupid, like it should never have been a thing. But I ended up leaving and coming back home. And we didn't even talk on the phone or text for 3 days after that. So all through Christmas, the holiday, everything. He was supposed to come back on the 30th. But when we finally did talk, you know, he told me there were some things that he needed to think about, and he was going to take a road trip. He works for himself, so, you know, he can work wherever he wants to. He said he'd be home tonight, and this will be the first time I've seen him since we had the fight on Christmas Eve. You know, I tried to apologize, but he won't apologize in return, which really bothers me because I feel like we're grown at this point. But all he keeps saying to me is that he needs to talk this weekend, and my nerves are shot. I really feel like he's going to ask me for a divorce, and I really don't want that. I do love him. I want him to continue to be my husband. But you know, if there's anything you guys think that I can say or do that might change his mind.
Oh, man, this is complicated, right? You have kids?
No.
No kids. And you feel like his heart is already out of it.
It kind of feels that way. You know, the fact that he wouldn't apologize to me, he doesn't want to go to counseling or take any of the steps to make anything better.
Yeah, that not wanting to go to counseling thing, that's a major right there.
That is. Mm-hmm. I feel like, because you always said, because you and your ex-wife are both fighters, right? And that you were going to do absolutely everything in your power to stay married if you could. And
we tried right to the last minute, man.
And I feel like When you get into a marriage with somebody, that should be the mentality. Like, we're going to do everything in our power to make it work, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But I feel like counseling is one of those things, like, that's a non-negotiable if you're going to make it work.
Yeah, I feel like, unfortunately, you got to let this one play out, because if you really don't know where his head is exactly, and he's probably been processing it, I'm sure he's been thinking about what he wants to do. And if his heart is not in it, then I don't think you can force someone to put their heart in it. So I think you just got to wait it out and hear him out and try to find a way to come to some medium ground then.
Is there any way for compromise? Like, all right, I'm hearing you. However, let's please do counseling. And if you feel the same by the end of February, we will get divorced.
You think he'd go for that? Just it's four sessions.
I mean, I have suggested therapy. I'm sorry, I have suggested counseling, but he's turned me down on it. It kind of feels like in his head, it's definitely me versus him instead of me and him versus our problems. So, I mean, I could suggest it again, but I'm not sure that he'll go for it because he has said no any other time I've mentioned it. So
this is what it says to me here. And I hate to be so harsh about it, but if he is not even, he doesn't feel like the marriage is worth trying to save. And that's really the reason why he doesn't want to go to counseling. He's thinking like, four sessions isn't going to do it. I'm already, my heart is out the door. So I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a nice suggestion, but if he's already saying, no, I don't want to go to counseling, my feeling is he just doesn't feel like he's fighting for.
Yeah, and I can feel the frustration in your voice when you're telling us this. So I feel like you got to lay it out all on the table. And I think the only thing you can really do at this point, if he is not self-motivated to go to counseling with you, you got to sit down with him and you got to lay out exactly how you're feeling, everything you've noticed about his behavior from the last couple of weeks or months, and just say, what is going on here? And if he brushes it off and says, oh, nothing's wrong, you know, we're just going through a hardship, then maybe you bring up counseling again. But then I think you have your answer as to whether or not he's willing to fight for this relationship or not.
Let me take a call here for you. Hey, Gabby, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I went through a similar situation with this with my husband last year. And what I brought to him was saying that if we have not tried to do everything in this marriage to make it work, then there is no reason that we should be giving up on each other. So we then started to go to therapy because at first he did not want to go, but I had to keep bringing it up. I had to keep pushing it on him in order for us to get the help that we needed. So we did those things. We did a couple lifestyle changes. I did some work on myself. And what also helped with the therapist is him being able to choose what therapist it is, so he doesn't feel like me and the therapist are against him. That really helped us. And today, it is night and day from what we went through a year ago.
I am so thankful you called. Thank you. All right, Liz, good luck this weekend. Man, that's a stressful one right there. Will you let us know how it goes on Monday?
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. It's Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.